I want to preach as the Holy Spirit shall give me help from the topic you shall pray for and with me, if I knew then what I know now. If I knew then what I know now. Lord, bless your word. Remove every distraction, hindrance, and barrier that might keep us from hearing from you. Give us ears to hear. Proclaim your word through me. Let me say everything you want me to say and nothing that you don't want me to say. Lord, speak now in ways that only you can. Use me as your vessel. In Jesus' name, amen. If I knew then what I know now. Good morning, Watts Chapel. My name is Rehoboam. I am the grandson of David and son of Solomon. My grandfather and father are more famous and renowned than I am. My grandfather, David, is known as the greatest king in the history of Israel. My grandfather, David, is known for being the primary writer of the Psalms, the sweet singer of Israel, and the greatest king in Israel's history. My father, Solomon, is known as being the wisest man in all of Scripture. My father, Solomon, rebuilt the temple in Jerusalem and was known as a man for sage advice, counsel, and wisdom. While I am the grandson of David and son of Solomon, I am not as famous, renowned, or as popular as my grandfather or my father. It's not their fault, but it's my fault that I did not run as far as I could have run, or do all that I could have done, nor did I live up to the legacy I could have lived up to as the grandson of David and the son of King Solomon. You may or may not have heard about me. I doubt, to be honest, if you've heard much about me, except for the fact that I am the grandson of David and son of King Solomon. I'm older now. I'm more reflective now. I'm in the winter of my lifetime now. And I look back at my life with significant regret of what could have, should have, and would have had I made some different decisions in my life. My granddaddy was David. David who beat Goliath with 5 smooth stones and a slingshot. My daddy was Solomon, who wrote the Proverbs, Ecclesiastes that you enjoy in your postmodern age. I could have been more than I became. I don't want to belabor you with my whole story. But if I knew then what I know now, my life could be so different. I could have, would have, and should have been more than I became. Yet, I made the tragic mistake of listening to the wrong advice, counsel, and rejecting the counsel and wisdom I should have embraced. When I became the king of Israel, there was much pomp and circumstance about my becoming king. I was David's grandson, Solomon's son. I was the heir apparent. The baton of leadership was placed in my hand. And when the baton of leadership was placed in my hand, I did what a good young leader should have done. My daddy's cabinet officials were still alive and well and willing to pour into me. Thus, I sought their counsel and wisdom on how I ought to lead the people of Israel. My daddy's cabinet officials gave me sage counsel and advice on how I ought to lead. My father made the mistake of raising taxation in Israel in order to build an infrastructure and more buildings throughout the capital city of Jerusalem and Israel. And the people were suffering due to the debt load of taxation. My daddy's counselors told me, reduce the taxation that took place in Israel so I might lighten the load and give a less onerous burden to the people of God. I listened, or rather I heard what they said. There is a difference between hearing and listening. Hearing is a matter of the ear. Listening is a matter of the head and heart. I heard what they said. But I had some of my own friends. We went to elementary school together. We pledged together. We hung together. They were my road dogs. They were my homies. They were my Ace Boon Coons. They were my day ones. So while my daddy and his crew was around to pour into me, I had to rely on my day ones for their counsel. They gave me counsel that was radically different from the advice and counsel I received from my father's peers and leaders and cabinet-level officials. They told me to increase the burden, increase the taxation, so they would fear you and not love you. It's better to be loved than it is to be feared. They told me it was better to be feared than loved. And like I said, Watch Chapel, I'm not going to belabor this point, but if I knew then, what I know now? So what do I do? I did what my friends told me to do. I gave them 3 days to consult and gave myself 3 days to listen to counsel. And after those 3 days, they came back and I told them exactly what I was going to do. And oh, what a tragic mistake I made. I received wise counsel, Watch Chapel. And I'm not by myself. Some of you have received wise counsel in life. I don't know if there's anybody under the sound of my voice or in the entire cosmos who has not received wise counsel. You know what wise counsel is like. Drink from your own well. My daddy said that. Listen more than you talk. Don't make a bill that you can't pay. Get your lesson. Burn the midnight oil. Don't play with fire unless you expect to be burnt. Give other people credit and admit when you are wrong. Pay your tithes and save money for a rainy day. Eat more fruits and vegetables than you do processed food. Wise counsel. Act your wage, not your shoe size. Wise counsel. We all have received wise counsel in life. I heard wise counsel, yet I ignored and rejected the counsel I received. I hate to say it again, but if I knew then what I know now, I would have done some things differently, and I don't think I'm by myself. There are some things all of us would have done differently if we knew then what we know now. If we knew then what we know now, some of us would have married somebody different. I ain't getting many amens on that. If I knew then what I know now, I would have spent less time on the yard and more time in the library. If I knew then what I knew now, I would have not ignored the nerds and the geeks who are now leading Fortune 500 companies. If I knew then what I know now, I would have resisted temptation, not yielded to temptation. If I knew then what I know now, I would have saved that money and not tried to impress folk with what I could buy, but accepted friends who loved me for who I was, not for what I could buy for them. If I knew then what I knew now, I would have ran the other way when he or she looked my way. Somebody knows what I'm talking about if you knew then what you know now. But let me be more specific and particular. You've read a little bit about my story. Pastor White read this before he let me preach. If I knew then what I know now, I would have done some things differently. Let me tell you what I would have done differently. If I knew then what I know now, I would have followed the prayerful example of my father. My father's name is Solomon. Solomon is known as the wisest man in Scripture. My daddy made some mistakes towards the end of his life, but that's not the totality of his life. When my daddy became king of Israel, my daddy did something that all of us ought to do. My daddy prayed for discernment and wisdom. When my daddy became the king and accepted the scepter and baton of leadership in his hand and was elevated and promoted with pomp and circumstance in Jerusalem, my daddy prayed for a discerning and wise heart concerning leading the people. Before my daddy made a decision, my daddy prayed. Before my daddy signed on the dotted line, my daddy prayed. Before my daddy walked down the aisle, my daddy prayed. And my daddy's example was the example of prayerfulness before you decide. I didn't follow the counsel and advice that God gave me in my daddy. I made decisions, then prayed for God to bless the decision I made. You always ought to put the cart, come on now. Don't put the cart before the horse, but the cart ought to go behind the horse. I put the cart before the horse by deciding, then asking God to bless what I decided. That's backwards. That is counterproductive. That is a sign of practical insanity. You don't choose him or her, then ask God to bless it. You don't sign, then ask God to bless it. You don't decide, then ask God to bless it. You don't go, then ask God to bless it. You ask God, God, who do you have for me? God, what do you want me to do? God, where do you want me to go? God, open the door you want me to walk through and close every door that ain't for me. God, I want to pray before I decide. Had I prayed, I would have made different decisions. Had I prayed, I would have done different things. Had I prayed, I would have said different things. Had I prayed, I would have gone different places. Had I prayed, I would have done different things. But my problem was a problem of prayerlessness. I decided without seeking God's counsel. If I knew then what I knew now, what I knew then what I know now, I would have followed my daddy's example of prayerfulness. But had I knew then what I know now, not only would I have followed my daddy's example of prayerfulness, but I would have embraced what I needed to hear, not what I wanted to hear. There's a radical difference between what you need to hear and what we want to hear. We love to hear ear candy. We love to hear things that boost our ego, prime our pump, and let us think we are the best thing since sliced bread. But what I want to hear is not always the same as what I need to hear. As the new king of Israel, I needed to hear words like humility, accountability, integrity, trustworthiness, service, staying in the role. I needed to hear some different things, but what I wanted to hear was, you can do whatever you want to do. It's your thing. You the king. You the HNIC. They got to do what you tell them to do. You running things. That's not what I needed to hear. And I don't know if you know anything about it. There's sometimes a difference between what you need to hear and what you want to hear. You want to hear you are the best thing since sliced bread. But what you need to hear is you, the biggest room in the world is for improvement. Y'all ain't talking to me. Pastor White said y'all were more responsive. What I wanted to hear is that you can do anything you want to do. But what you needed to hear is I can do all things through Christ Jesus who gives me strength. What I want to hear is everything belongs to me. But what I need to hear is all things come unto thee, O Lord. Of thine own I freely give unto thee. What I want to hear is I'm a God in my own image. But what I need to hear is that God made me fearfully and wonderfully in the image of Almighty God. There's a difference, church, between what we want to hear and what we need to hear. Don't make the mistake I made, because the people that told me what I needed to hear, I called them haters. I called them enemies. I called them fault finders. But those were the people that genuinely, authentically loved me because they were big enough to tell me what I needed to hear, not just what I wanted to hear. If I knew then what I know now, I would have accepted what I needed to hear, not just what I wanted to hear. If I knew then what I know now, I would have followed the prayerful example of my daddy. Can I tell you one more thing? If I knew then what I know now, I would have made the most of my opportunity. I was the king of Israel. I was the king of Israel. David was my granddaddy. Solomon is my daddy. I was the king of Israel. God said that God loved Israel. Though Israel was the smallest, God had a love affair with Israel. Israel was the apple of God's eye. And I was the king of Israel. And I messed up, because I listened to the wrong counsel. We did a few things. We built a few buildings. You know, we renovated the temple. We did a few things. But it could have been so much more. Had I made the most of my opportunity. I don't want you to make the same mistake I've made. You have opportunities before you, in particular you young people who are singing behind me right now. The sky's the limit. I'm I'm in the winter of my life now. You are in the springtime, the summer of your life. Some of you are in the fall season of your life. As long as you have life in your limbs, breath in your body, there is still time. You still have opportunity. You ain't dead yet in a grave. Abraham, who's my friend, 75 years old, was called by God to do something supernatural. His wife, Sarah, gave birth as an old woman. Don't tell me you too old. There's still opportunity. Still an opportunity for you to do well. Still opportunity for you to do good. Still opportunity for you to maximize your potential. There's still opportunity. Don't make the mistake I made and squander my opportunities. Could have been so much more. But I'm about to take my seat and let Pastor take over now. I don't want to leave you on a bad note because it ain't all gloom and doom. I don't want to be a killjoy who just tells you the doom and gloom of my life. I don't want to be that guy from America. What's it, Chicken Little? The sky has fallen, the sky has fell. Could have been so much better, but guess what? Watch out, boy. It could have been a whole lot worse. It could have been a whole lot worse. Let me tell you, you know something about this in ways I don't. You are New Testament believers who understand grace in ways I don't understand grace. It could have been so much more, but it could have been so much worse had it not been for God's grace in my life. I could have lost my life, but God kept me by his grace. I could have squandered everything, but God kept me by his grace. I could have been killed a long time ago, but God kept me by his grace. Jeroboam could have got me, but God kept me by his grace. Some of you know something about grace. I think y'all sing a song in your church, is Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. I like the other way y'all sing it. Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. It was grace. I said it was grace. It was grace, not the law, but grace that brought my liberty. I don't know why he came to love me so, but he looked beyond my faults. Hallelujah, bless his name. I said he looked beyond my faults and he saw my needs. Do any of you know about grace? Grace woke you up this morning. Grace put clothes on your back. Grace gave you the job. Grace gave you the degree. Anybody know about grace? Thank God for grace. Stand to your feet, church. Watch, chapel, there may be a man or woman in our midst this morning. You acknowledge that you are here because of grace. The Lord kept you. It could have been a whole lot worse, like Rehoboam said, but grace kept you. Is there one this morning, my brother, my sister, you need a church home? You're saved, but you don't have a church family where you are connected, growing, and maturing. I want you to come forward from wherever you are now. Become a member of the Watch Chapel Missionary Baptist Church. Most important, accept the gift of church family. If you're not saved, don't know what salvation is, I want you to come accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. If I'm speaking to you, my brother, my sister, I want you to come from wherever you are on this Lord's Day morning, accept the gift of salvation. There is no